right, guys, welcome back to episode number 13 of the Totally Worth It podcast. I'm Kendall.
And I'm Haley.
And we are your hosts.
Is it 13 episodes?
Yes, 13. 12 was last week, or either I typed it wrong on everything that I posted.
I guess I'm pretty sure it was.
This is okay. We're confirmation. It is episode 13.
Okay.
Yes, because this profile is episode 12. Anyway, episode 13. Welcome back, dear. What's up?
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Normally, when someone says, "Are you good?" the other person says, "How about you?
How are you?"
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for asking. Thank you so much. That's so inquisitive of you to care about me in that way. Hope everyone is doing well.
Hope you had a good Easter.
Yes. Happy, well, after the fact, Easter.
Belated
Easter. I hope everyone's Easter went well. Mine,
yours was not.
Sucked. It wasn't because of Easter itself. That's not nice. It wasn't because of Easter itself. It was just that I worked the whole weekend and it sucked. And I wish I didn't. And you and Joe got to dress up all pretty and go to church and Easter service, and I had to work.
I feel like the whole weekend was just like, go, 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 go.
Yeah, it was, because if I put a needle in your arm right now and drew your blood and looked at it under a microscope, it would be like a bunch of little, I don't know where I was going there. I thought it was going to be really funny.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But you are Miss Go, 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 Go.
Yeah.
If you said, Joe and Haley, you guys have a week just to yourself. The house is clean. There's money in the bank. There's gas in the car.
We are gone.
You have nothing to take care of. Forget about it. They're gone 6 of the 7 days.
Absolutely.
Overnight.
Yeah, we're going the whole town.
They're going to both grandma's houses to spend 2 nights apiece. The beach at least one night for sure.
Yeah.
And
we'll probably go to like aquariums and zoos and parks.
It's unreal. It's unreal. As soon as my car pulls out of the yard, they're both looking over the windowsill like, oh, thank God he's gone. Get in the car. Let's go.
No.
Let's go.
No.
Every time I'm gone, y'all are gone.
Well, because we don't want to be here by ourselves.
Oh, man. I crave that.
If I could be here by myself for like...
You wouldn't do it. No. No, don't even come at me with that.
I would like to say, though, if I had a couple hours to be here by myself, not you, not her, not the dog, not anything, I would probably take a nap. Like a good nap.
I just doubt it. I just doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, so I highly doubt it too, I would like to say I would take a nap.
If you had that opportunity, you would sit here for 5 minutes and you'd be like, oh, what are the last 10 things that I really wanted to do here around the house that wasn't a chore? And then you would say, you would take the first three and then pick one item that you needed for each of those three projects and go get those items and then come back home and then realize that you didn't have what you needed to do each of the tasks. And then you'd go back to the store and then you'd come back, start the task, and then it'd be too late. And then you would
the whole day would
go
be
to
gone.
Sleep. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that's how you feel about me.
That's how it would happen.
No, but in reality, though, like Friday was off from the jump.
Between what was Friday?
I had stuff I needed to drop off at work. My dad called me, had to drive all the way to Sumter, had to come all the way back,
busy
drop
day.
Him off. And then mom needed change at the store, so I had to go to the bank. And then I had to come back. And then I had to take Joe and drop her off. And then we had that praise and worship thing Friday night at church.
That praise and worship thing. Wow.
Good Friday. I don't know what they
probably
call
some
it.
Of those people are listening to this and they're like, wow, she came, doesn't even know the name of it. You know?
Look, it's been a long weekend.
I really don't know the name of it either. So
okay,
I'm just
thank
messing
you.
With you.
I think I'm pretty sure it's just Good Friday
like worship
fellowship
night or
and
something.
Worship or something like that.
Fellowship and worship. Wow.
That's what we did. We fellowshiped and we worshiped.
No, seriously though, because I came by when I was working and they had a tell them about the food.
Everybody brought some kind of charcuterie.
Yeah. So this is the most southern thing possible. Normally in the South, it's like finger foods. People bring like crock pots, little mini sandwiches, chips.
No, dips, we turned into like a white girl
this
thing.
This was the most bougie white girl Southern Christian food get up that I had ever seen, and I was so for it. When I walked in, I was not expecting that.
There was a bread board.
Yeah, Sarah had the bread thing. And I don't know what, by the way, if Justin and Sarah are listening to this, when I was getting the butter, I guess they had the butter candle thing that didn't work out or something like it was supposed to, I guess.
Didn't happen fast enough.
But regardless, when I was getting the butter off, I was scooping up a bunch of the stuff, and he was like, be careful there. That's a lot. It's real oregano-y. Bro, look, if you're listening, that junk was good. That was probably one of the best things on my plate. And I had to run from work, so I had the plate on my dashboard. And it was sliding back and forth from the left side to the right side. And every time it would slide back to the left side of the dashboard in front of me, I would reach and grab a piece of that bread.
Oh, my gosh.
And that stuff. It was awesome. It was really good.
Yeah, we had breads and fruits and vegetables and dips and
candy. There
was
like six different kinds of olives, and I'm an olive man.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a...
Very good.
It was cool. I don't know that I've ever been to anything like
that. I'm such a Baptist.
Now, I've done like a girls' night where we all brought some kind of charcuterie thing and made one big board, but not like several different
boards. Yeah, that was
awesome.
That was cool. I really hated that I had to work that night because I'm such a Baptist and I had to come in and eat and leave right before it started.
Yeah. But I think it's going to become a regular thing.
I hope so because it sounded awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Let's talk a little bit about how happy and pissed that I am that they played that song when I wasn't there.
Well, the fact that you're pissed about communion.
I mean, I'm not pissed about it, but I'm pissed that I missed it.
Yeah.
I'm not pissed that they did it. I'm pissed that I missed it.
Yeah.
So last week on the podcast, if you didn't know or haven't listened to it, I kind of talked about like a new part of my testimony where I've quit smoking. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But throughout that testimony, one of the big parts of it was that I found a song called Blown Away by Hillsong. And it was very, I hate when people use the words life-changing, but it was very instrumental in that happening in my life. You got to use that song to help me kind of see what I needed to do.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
beautiful
because
song.
You shared it,
and then
other people
it
heard it.
Here.
Vince
yeah.
heard it.
Yeah.
And then he used it. So we had like a worship service, and then we took communion, and then in the gap of like, you know, reflection and like getting your heart right with God before you take communion, that song started playing, and I said, "You've got to be kidding."
So, y'all, I'm at work, right? And I have a fairly stressful job. So, I'm at work during this after I had to leave. So, I was already bummed that I left. I'm actually scrolling down my phone right now because I need to find this. I want y'all to know how pissed I was at her. She does this stuff to me all the time.
To be fair, it was when I texted you, it was after the fact. And I texted you, and then we started cleaning up. So, I didn't see
where's it at? Where's it at?
I mean, that was on Friday, so... I don't really know what to do.
I'm looking for it. I'm looking.
Basically, you just sent me a bunch of messages and I didn't answer.
Bro, it was. Oh, okay. I sent it to Vince. Let me just go to Vince's thing. Here we go. Yeah. So, Haley sends me she sends me a text message that says, while she's in the service.
No, this was after.
Or was it, it was after?
It was after.
Okay. So, it was after the service. Yeah, because this was like 7:59, 8 o'clock or something. I sent her a message, said, "How's it going? I hate I had to run like that. Literally always happens." She sends me this back. "Dude, period. And I think, oh, God, something happened. Somebody ran their truck into the church, or...
I mean, you would have got
she's
the
on
call.
The side of the road somewhere.
You would have got a call.
Or something happened, and I don't know about it. So I said, "Dude?" question mark. And then I put a pair of eyes up under it. And then a few minutes later, I said, "What?" And then a few minutes later, I said, "I hate it when you say stuff like that and don't explain it." Then a few minutes later, I said, "Is something wrong?" And then a few minutes later, I said, because I was the only one talking in this conversation, I said, "I can't with you." And then I sent a picture of Elmo on fire. And that was supposed to mean how mad I was. And then I said,
Please edit my laugh.
Then I said, in separate messages, each word was a different message. I said, I hate when you do that. And then in the last part, I said, and you even read my text because you had to read receipts on. I was so mad, dude. I was furious. I'm
sorry. That's how I feel when you're at work sometimes when it says that you've read it and you don't answer me back. I'm like, I'm looking at your location.
Yeah, I have legit reason.
I'm like, I know your car is parked. You're not moving, going down the road. Answer.
That doesn't mean I'm not doing something.
Well,
yeah, exactly. I get it. And you were doing something. And then she messaged me and explained that she was helping clean up, which is a good thing for you to do. Right. So, I forgave you. I'll let you slide that time.
Right.
But anyway, I don't even know what we're talking about now.
The song.
Oh, so they played the song.
Yeah.
And do you mind if I read what you sent me?
I guess
so. Maybe I'll, let me see, hang on. let me check it. Let me give it the once over real quick.
I mean, just like paraphrase.
She said, sorry, we're packing up. Just know if you were here, you would have lost it. They played a song as everyone was coming up to get the communion stuff. And the first note, and she said, and the first note, I was like, man, Vince is wrong for that. The second I heard the guitar, I was like, bruh, Kendall would be a wreck right now. And then later he had said something about to tell you to tell me thanks for the song suggestion. And I was so mad. But I was happy that everyone got to hear that song. That was such a good song.
And it was different because
when you
played it for me the day after you found it, and we were just like sitting in the living room, and I was like, yeah, this is a cool song. But it just didn't like do nothing for me, you know?
Isn't that funny how something can move you in such a way, and then you go show it to someone else, and they're like,
yeah.
They just don't get it or experience it the same way.
But once it was played, one, in that setting, but two, the lyrics were on the screen too, so you could actually like read it and process it. And
because
sometimes I'm a visual person, so just because I hear it, like I can't, sometimes I gotta see it. That's why I love when there's always words on the screen.
But
I feel like it meant so much more. And then even Dakota said the same thing. He said, I listened to it the next day and I was like, it didn't really get me. But he said, boy, it tore me up.
I'm telling you, it really will. It's a great song. You guys should go check it out. But yeah, so that was Friday.
And then Saturday I woke up at 5:30 and took Joe and drove to the beach with my friend who lives like 30
Your
minutes
bestie.
From me. Yeah, my
bestie
friend.
For the restie who lives at the beach for the restie.
Yeah. Well, they're like 30, why wouldn't they, 40 you know? Minutes out. But anyways, we went and took the kids and spent the day at the beach and then came home the same day and then got up the next morning and went to church.
For Easter, which is lot more entails.
Yeah.
So.
Which, I mean, it really wasn't for us because you weren't there. We didn't do anything, you know? Like, I just went to this.
Wow.
But what I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of the time, Easter, like, you have sunrise service and this, and you go eat.
But I just feel like getting ready for Easter service is, in the morning, is like more of an ordeal than getting ready for normal Sunday.
Well, it probably, I mean, it would be if I had help, but it's just me and Joe. So, like, when it's just me and Joe getting ready for church,
It would
really
be if you were around.
No, that's not what I meant. It would, just forget it.
No, I know what you mean. Your boy got to sleep, you know? So, it was a busy weekend.
Yeah.
For you and me, I had a busy one too. Actually, the first 2 days were not that busy. And I knew that because of that,
Easter was about to get
Easter
wild.
Easter was fixing to be wild. And it did not disappoint. Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. Hope everything went well. Hope you ate with your families and spent time with your family and had a blast.
Yeah. So how are you?
I am making it. Like I said earlier, if you guys didn't hear the last episode, I was sharing a little bit about how I recently quit smoking. Which was on, Let's see here.
You better write this down in your Bible, boy.
Which was on, what's today, the 1st? It was on
It was a Wednesday Thursday, night when.
Thursday the 20th. No, yeah, it was a Wednesday night the 20th. So that's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 days?
No.
It's got to be. Yeah.
I thought it was last Wednesday.
No.
Yeah, the 27th.
No, bro.
Yeah.
No, because we just talked about it. We talked about it last week's podcast, which was on the 25th, bro.
Oh.
So it had to. It was the 20th. So that's 12 days.
So it's almost been 2 weeks.
Yeah, almost 2 weeks.
Nice.
And it sucks, but it's getting better. I think that I have somewhat gotten rid of the need to do it.
Yeah, you're not subconsciously.
I'm not subconsciously like moving my hand towards my mouth.
Yeah.
That's a big portion of it. And I feel like I'm starting to get beyond that. And
it's kind of like, good. Oh, my hands are free to do something else.
I've got both hands now. Oh, excuse
me.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. But yeah, it's getting easier. And I've got a fairly good support group to help me keep not doing that. And I told way too many people that I quit, so I can't not do it now. So it's going good. It's enjoyable being smoke free.
Yeah. You probably haven't. And I don't know that it ever works like this when it comes to vaping, because it always smells good. But have you been around other people that have been doing it, and has it made you not want it, or made you want to do it again?
No, it was that way for sure with cigarettes.
Yeah, like, I remember
cigarettes.
That.
I couldn't be 100 yards away from somebody smoking a cigarette, and it was real bad.
Yeah,
but.
Like made you want to throw up, like didn't.
Well, not only that. I mean, that came later, but initially wanted it bad.
But now you can't even. You don't even.
Yeah,
like
no.
Mirror.
I think cigarettes are disgusting now. And you don't know that until you're out of it.
Yeah.
You don't realize it until you're out of it. Just like eating well done steak, you don't realize how terrible it is until you finally learn to enjoy a medium rare steak. Wow, that was a heck of an analogy, you know? But anyway, no. Vaping is not like that. It hasn't been like that for me at all. I work with tons of people who vape, and they do it around me, and I'm at people's houses and stuff that vape, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
But I will say the one thing that has surprised me a little bit about something that has... You know, they say whenever you lose something, some other things get like heightened or, focused in.
Yeah.
The taste for water has gotten way more intense.
Like the crave, like need, the need of water, or the flavor
both,
of water has gotten
both,
better?
But mainly the flavor of water. And I know to most people that sounds ridiculous.
No, I'm a water...
Yeah.
What do you call it?
But it's almost like water... It was almost like I was tasting it at 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I stopped vaping, that film or whatever left my mouth and wasn't in my mouth anymore, keeping me from, I guess, like helping me get to 100.
Yeah.
And now when I'm drinking, it's almost like... Like I can fully taste it now, and it's so much more enjoyable. And it's but water specifically, because it's such a clean feeling thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird to talk about like that, but
I mean,
it's,
whatever.
I've been really enjoying drinking water more.
Good.
No, I haven't necessarily been drinking more water, but I have enjoyed.
I feel like you have since you bought that bottle.
Yeah, we're water bottle freaks.
Yeah,
we get on.
If we got to celebrate something, or
oh right.
if there is any small
any win that we have,
we're like, we gotta buy a new water bottle.
And each one comes with its own new fad that we enjoy.
No, that's just you.
That's just me.
I like the same.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like a straw cup girl.
You're a Stanley cup kind of.
But I have knockoff Stanleys.
But you have a real Stanley that I got for you. I wanted a Christmas party.
I was about to say, it was given. You didn't buy it. So. Yeah. I will say, when we were in Academy the other day, I really liked the baby yellow one. It was very pretty.
Baby yellow.
And I'm not a yellow person, but I thought the cup was pretty. But I'm not going to pay that much money for a Stanley, so...
I'm on that rubber spout, no straw game right now.
See, I have to have a straw because I'm not
all the white girls know what I'm talking about, you know?
No.
No?
No.
Because y'all are all water bottle connoisseurs.
Yeah.
So you know the terminology of...
Oh, yeah, but we're not about
rubber
that.
Spout, no straw.
I don't want to tilt my drink up.
Yeah, I'm in this... And I think maybe that's part of it because doing something with my hand...
Mm-hmm. That's maybe, probably what
maybe
it is.
Maybe that, that's...
It's I think you're we just, bringing it to your mouth.
I think we just had a breakthrough. We figured it out.
This is therapy,
maybe
guys.
That is. Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, so not smoking is going good. And we're... I'm trucking,
do you feel
I'm trucking
better?
Along. Not really. I mean, kind of, yeah. I do. I feel cleaner.
Yeah.
But I never felt like... Vaping never made me feel like smoking did. Like cigarettes.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not
I mean, it's
nasty.
It's still harmful and
it's
stuff,
It's bad,
too.
But it's not nasty. Cigarettes are nasty. Tobacco is nasty.
Cigarettes made me feel the same way I feel after, like, I'm really craving, like, a burger, and I finally get it, like, a good greasy burger.
Ugh.
And then you feel great as soon as you get it. And then, like, 30 minutes to an hour later,
you're like crap.
Yeah, you feel like crap. That's the way cigarettes made me feel. And therefore, you have to keep smoking them to keep having that feeling because it goes away so quickly. And then vaping, I never really had to... Well, now I say that, but I was constantly vaping.
Yeah, like all the time.
24/7. So maybe I'm just... I have no idea what I'm talking about. Maybe.
I mean, I think it makes sense.
Yeah. We'll go with it.
Yeah.
We're making what is this week three? This is like a month in with a puppy, right? Dog,
yeah,
Bean,
something like that.
We worked a little bit more on his fence outside. We've been really making some strides.
Yeah.
We finally. I'm not gonna say anything detail wise, but your boy finally has the opportunity to cut his own. Grass.
Yeah, you do.
And I have not really had that opportunity up until this point. Yeah. On a riding mower.
Yep. All by yourself, no help.
I know.
I actually really enjoyed that.
Today. Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
How did it make you feel?
It did not make me feel the way you were talking about it. You were like, doesn't it just make you feel powerful? I'm like, no.
It does. It's total power thing.
It's not a power thing. It's just a satisfying thing.
It's like I'm killing it.
You see what you got to cut in front of you, but you can look to your right or your left or whichever way you're going and see like, man, all that's already been done. It looks so good and it's all on a line. And
I think in my mind, I think of the grass as a living thing and I'm just
destroying it. Now, I did feel that way when I hit all them ant hills. I was like, yeah, I hate ants.
And it flies out the side.
Yeah.
Until a good gust of wind comes by when you do it and it blows it back on you.
Hits you in the face. Yeah.
You got ants all over you. But that lawnmower has a really nice, whatever you call that thing on the side that like lifts up and goes down and shoots it out. So it keeps it from kind of flying all up on you.
Yeah.
But anyway, we cut the grass today for the first time this season, and boy, does it look good. It looks really good.
It does look good.
I can't wait for it to grow back so I can cut it again.
No, I don't want it to grow at all.
Yeah. Wow. She's got a heck of a yawn there. It's still going. Oh, wow, it's still going.
That was intense. My jaw hurt. I'm telling you, dude, ever since my jaw locked up that morning, I'm so nervous about yawning, like really, really.
That's crazy. I've never had that happen. Not ever.
It was so bad.
For you couples out there, has your spouse ever asked you, looked at you and said, hey, has such and such and such and such ever happened to you? Or have you ever felt like such and such and such? And you look at them like, no.
that's me every day. That's
the funniest thing. Oh, that's funny.
But we both do it though. Like I'll say something to you and you're like, no. And then you ask me something. I'm like, absolutely not.
I've never done that or felt that way.
I'm like, okay, I'm all.
Okay, never mind. So, what are we doing this week? Wow, totally sounds like you don't know, but you're looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, I found some like couples like Q&A kind of stuff.
So we're gonna do some questions and answers.
Yeah,
that sounds so boring.
But I tried to find some. I tried to find some that will take a little more like thought and detail, not just like what's your favorite color.
Yeah.
Like,
those things are fun, though, I guess.
Yeah. The air just kicked on.
The air did kick on. I'm going to go cut it off real quick. All right. Question and answer time. I got the air conditioner cut off.
Okay.
Ready to rock. So how does this work? What do we do?
So I'm on this one.
Okay. I'm going to go on the other one.
Okay.
That way we're not looking at each other's.
Okay. Did you already hit record?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Action. Action. Recording on the set. Stop. It's live. I'm sorry.
Who's going first?
You go first.
Okay. What habits do you have that annoy other people?
I shake my leg. A lot.
Oh my God, all the time.
I shake my leg a lot.
Especially at church. You'd be shaking. I don't understand
why it bothers other people because it's me and it's just.
If it only affected you, that'd be fine. But when you shake, it vibrates everything that you're touching. So at church, we all feel like we're on a cruise ship. And when we're in the car, it like makes the car move even more than it already is. And I feel so car sick.
That's so dramatic to me.
No, it's not.
Why can't people just let me be me and let me rock back and forth?
No. Okay, whatever.
Next question. Here's one for you. What if one of us got a job in a different country, a job offer in a different country? Would you be willing to move?
Oh, man. I want to say yes. Like, okay. I want to say, like, yes, let's do it. Why That's not? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, blah, blah, blah. But I hate change. But two, I, like, love where we're at in this season that we're in. Like, I love our church and our families here. And, like, we're just getting established.
We got a good life.
Yeah. So that would be really hard, it's like that's a once in a lifetime opportunity, you know. Like,
yeah, but we've had enough.
we've done the moving.
We've had enough moving. Okay, your turn.
Where'd it go? How often do you feel utterly worn down?
Wow. You want me to legitimately answer this question?
Yeah.
Honestly, from the bottom of my heart.
All the time.
24/7. I really do.
I hate that.
I really do. And it's not ever going to stop until Joe is like a teenager.
But why is it Joe that keeps you worn down?
Because she's my timeline. Because it's not necessarily that her being a teenager is going to make me feel less worn down. But by then, I'm going to have to physically do less stuff for her. And the dog is going to be a normal dog by then. And we'll probably have a good bit of our stuff paid off by then. And those are three really good reasons.
Yeah. But so because of all that, you'll have to work less, you'll sleep more.
I'll sleep more. I'll probably be on day shift by then. And life will be good.
Yeah, I see that.
So I feel like when Joe's a teenager, that's like my goal. If I can just be tired until she's a teenager.
But you don't get to retire when she's a teenager.
No, I said be tired.
Oh, be tired.
Be tired until she's a teenager. Okay. Yeah.
All right, then.
All right. Here we go. I already know your answer to this. What if we could spend a day as any celebrity couple, who would we be? I already know your answer to this.
You know my answer to this? I don't know, mate.
Yes, you do.
A celebrity couple.
Who is your favorite celebrity couple?
Couple.
Are you kidding me? This is a question for you?
Yeah, I'm like drawing blank. I can't even think of a celebrity right now.
I mean, it could. Musicians are celebrities.
Oh, Tim and Faith.
Yeah, see, I knew you were going to say Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Once you said musicians, it clicked in my head.
I mean, they're celebrities.
I know, but when I think celebrities.
You think like an actor or something?
Yeah, and I was like, what Mary Cole? And I'm like, I know separate people.
Yeah.
That was hard. Okay, I get it now.
Your turn.
Let's see. What was the best mistake you've made? A mistake that turned out really well.
Wow. What was the I'm reading the wrong list. What was the best mistake that I have made?
Yeah, a mistake that turned out really well.
Oh, man. The best mistake that turned out really well. I would say probably leading a life of sin and playing country music in bars, because then it led me to you, and now here we are redeemed and
but
happy.
You think that, but you feel like that was a mistake, like you playing music
in that way, probably. Yeah, I did not.
It wasn't a healthy way.
It was not a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I don't think Jesus would have came to my shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember.
Probably. And we were both in that world for a little while.
Yeah, we were.
But ultimately, it led me to you, which gave me my family, my church, my life.
And Joe.
And Joe, my daughter, my prize, the apple of my eye.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm very thankful that that mistake turned into a pretty good redemption story.
Yeah. Good.
Didn't that melt your heart?
Yeah. I'm going to cry.
She's going to cry.
Not really.
Yeah, I probably not. Okay, here we go. What if we could start a business together? What kind of business would it be?
It would be a restaurant for sure. We dream about it all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would for sure be a restaurant. We'd be open 2 days a week.
And it's going to rotate.
It's going to rotate.
We're never starting.
2 days a week every other week.
Yeah. So 4 days a month.
Yeah, 4 days a month. $300 a plate.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, this other list that you're reading from, whoa.
You
these
can
are
read
way
some,
deeper.
You can read,
I'm
go
going
to. Okay.
I'm on it now.
Oh, gosh. Where'd it go? I just read. Sorry, where did it go? Oh, okay. What's something you tried really hard to like but just couldn't?
Oh, something I tried really hard to like but just couldn't.
I have a couple.
Hopefully I'm not the answer.
Oh my god.
Tried really hard to like but just couldn't. Oh man. Give me a couple of yours first while I hear.
Salmon. I have tried my whole life.
Fish really in general.
Yeah, really fish. Like tomato-y sauce.
Yeah.
And pasta.
You have given fish quite a few tries.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
And the tomato sauce thing. I have gotten better about it, but it's still not like I'm not eating straight up tomato sauce. And I had one more.
Something I'm trying really hard to like.
I've tried, well, that's still fish. I was going to say like raw sushi, but. Mine are basically foods.
Yeah. Something I've tried really hard to like. Oh man, I really don't know. That's a wild one. Do you
reading?
Know something of me? Reading, yeah.
You're not a reader.
I really
You'll
hate
listen
reading.
To something all day long, but you hate reading.
Yeah, I love to listen to things. Hate reading. Have tried to do it. There's a couple like music genres I would imagine that I've really tried to get into, but I just
Oh, that's probably one of mine too. Yeah. Like, I can't, I've tried like super, what's it called? Like super contemporary stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, there's some like Christian worship music that like I just, it ain't my cup of tea. You know, like we've talked
yeah,
about
yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Like, yeah, I got you. You're talking about, so she, what she's talking about is, and, just, and I feel like we could have a good long talk one day about this.
Well, let's do it.
This might be something we can talk about in the near future because I am actually very passionate about this subject. She's talking about when people say like worship music, you go listen to their worship album, and then there's like three or four songs on it that's like, dun, 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 you know, like just like youth conference blasting, like,
and everybody's jumping up and everybody's jumping
up and down song. That's a whole nother conversation we need to have. This girl has never been to a youth conference. Unreal. Caleb, I hope you're listening to this. We're gonna get her we're gonna get her to one day. I'd love to go to one. It'd be awesome.
Go to the one in July.
I can't. That's too soon. That's too soon. Yeah, so that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, and I really, my horizon, I guess, has broadened so much when it comes to worship music and stuff like that. But one of the things that I can't stand is when a song lasts like 10 and 13 minutes long. We do not have to sing that over and over.
I feel the same way about, and I'm not here to criticize any church or any preacher, and the way that they feel the Spirit moving, let them do their thing. It's not my business. Let's do it. But when they say, Jimmy Bob, I need you to come up here and play that song one more time, and then they do the whole song again, like three times.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, come on, guys.
Oh, my gosh. That used to happen a lot.
Come on, guys. Look, there's 10 billion songs in history. We can come up with one more.
Yeah, you like know? Maybe sing like
it's not hard.
The chorus again.
Don't tell me you don't know other songs. I know you do because you sang them last week, you know? Yeah,
but some songs are just like.
I'm very, I get like, very, I have a blast with worship music and church, just, and like, I love it.
Let's just do verse, chorus, chorus, maybe twice.
I hope Ryan Stanley's listening to this.
And then a tag at the end. We don't have to do, like, I don't know, when it just repeats, and especially when it's like the same, it's just one line for like 15 minutes.
On a side note, though, for real, I do need to pull this up real quick. I had someone who was and is a good friend of mine that was actually my roommate in college.
Uh-huh.
He reached out to me. He listens to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He said, first he said in all caps, dog, Blown Away is a killer song. And I was like, what, Ryan? I forgot. You know, sometimes you get wrapped up in your life and you forget that you're friends with people, and then because life just gets crazy seen, that you hadn't seen in a while. And he said, bro, I need you to talk about worship leading. I'd pay for that podcast. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, just anything, bro. Experiences, thoughts, what's changed your mind, what stayed the same. He said, you've got stuff to say, dude. So that was really cool to hear.
Well, let's talk about
it. We will. We need to have a maybe in a week or so we'll do that. Because I do have a lot of thoughts in that world and I enjoy that world.
Okay.
So, but anyway, shout out to Ryan for listening to the podcast. I hope you and your family and your little one are doing well.
Yeah.
Miss you, bud. Me and Ryan had some good times. But anyway, I have a question for you, Miss Haley.
Okay.
She hates it when I call her Haley.
Yeah, I hate it.
She prefer. What do you prefer? Babe, baby.
Not like that.
Not like that. That's weird. If money was no object, where would you live? If you were rich and let me ask it this way. If you were rich and you were not concerned about being close to family, and you didn't say just, you know, I'm thankful for our families and I'm glad we have them and I pray that they're here for 100 more years. But if our families were not here and we didn't have any family. And you were rich. And I said, where do you want to go? Let's move tomorrow.
The coast of something.
The coast of something.
I just want sand and water.
Sand and water.
I say that, but then I also, like, I grew up always being at the beach. And so now that I'm older, I didn't get to experience the mountains a lot. So a lot of times when we have, like, a day or, like, a weekend or something, I always want to go to the mountains. So part of me wants to say, like, let's go to the mountains. But I know that I would
get bored in the mountains.
I would. But I know that if I could wake up every single day and look out of my window, balcony, whatever you want to call it, and see the ocean, oh my gosh, yeah. It would just bring, like, I'd have no more anxiety, I feel like. But, and I'd be able to watch storms come in. Wow. Yeah, oh my gosh, that's such a thing for me.
Yeah, she's weird. She's a storm chaser.
I am.
Good. That's good. That's a good answer. What you got for me? Hit me with it.
What did you learn a little too late?
Oh man, a lot. I learned a little too late how Jesus doesn't care how much I can do.
Yeah.
I'm still learning that. But I feel like a large portion of my life was spent trying to build up my biblical arsenal and repertoire, mm-hmm. so that I could prove to God that I loved him, or prove to God that I was worthy of being a Christian in the South.
Yeah.
And making people proud and yada yada, but God, he just doesn't care about that, and he loves me.
Yeah.
For me and because of him. So that's learned cool. that a little too late. But, well, not too late, but thank yeah. God I learned it in time,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, you didn't expect that answer, did you?
No, not really. I don't really know what I expected, but.
What about you? Answer that question. And yours doesn't have to be as holy and devout as my answer was.
I'm just thinking
more on these things these days.
What did I learn? Too late. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of things, yeah. but probably how to manage time, my time.
Yeah.
If I could have got a grip on that a long time ago, I probably could have changed the way I did some things. Or
really,
I don't. What did I learn?
You learned. What did you learn a little too late?
So I feel...
How the housing market works.
Yeah.
We both learned that one a little too late.
I think... I didn't technically learn it too late. I think for us, we learned it right when we needed to. But looking back, I wish I would have learned... I guess the more holistic side of things that I wish I would have learned that earlier. I probably could have prevented a lot of, like, the heart issues that I have now. Like, if I would have learned what all the, like, pre-workout and the energy drinks and all of that stuff, I could have probably prevented some stuff that I have going on now. Or when it comes to Joe, like... You know, to my knowledge, she doesn't have anything wrong with her physically, mentally, you know, anything like that. But if I could go back, I wish I could have not done what she had done, you know?
Yep. 100% agree. There's a lot of things like that I look back on that I'm like, oh, yeah, I wish I would have learned that a little quicker. Yeah.
What are you about to preach to us about?
I'm not preaching anything. I'm gathering my thoughts on something.
Okay.
But, okay. I got a question for you off of this list.
Okay.
And I'm very interested in your answer.
Oh, gosh.
Because Haley, well, let me preface this question, because Haley hates thinking about or talking about getting old.
Oh.
Or being like being old or near death or people dying. She just cannot talk or think about it. Yeah, her heart rate's rising now. So, but this is a positive question.
Okay.
What do you look forward to most about getting old?
I guess I say this, but then we could easily not. I say I look forward to having more time. Like us.
Yeah.
Because we, like, what was that?
My beard hit the microphone.
We, like, jump the gun, you know? Like, a lot of people will, like, date, get engaged, be married for 5 years, then have kids. But, like, we just kind of...
We did not waste any time.
We were together a year. And then basically got pregnant, got married, did all the things. So I would like to say getting old, I look forward to having more time of us. Because Joe will be grown.
You ain't even got to wait till you're old. Because when Joe rolls off to college, dude, forget about it.
Yeah, but like I'll be old.
Bro, you will not be old.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'm 26.
Okay, and she's...
She's 2.
She'll go to college when she's what, 19? 18. So 17 years, 16 years from now, well, you'll be how old?
42.
16, 42, bro? That's not old. That's like prime time, dude.
I guess so.
You know how old I'll be in 16 years?
6 years older than me.
Yeah, a lot.
You'll be like 48.
Yeah, but that's basically like 65.
Oh, my God, whatever. But that and I would say grandkids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a blast. I cannot wait for that. I mean, I can. I totally can't wait.
I like to think about that. Even I want grandkids.
Sure.
But I guess because, I mean, Joe's so little and that was pretty fairly recent. The thought of her having to go through what I've been through. Yeah. And I know it's just part of being a woman. Like, it's your rite of passage to have a child, you know?
Yeah.
But... I don't want her to experience pain, you know? And that was just so...
Yeah, that does suck to think about.
But, I mean, yeah, you get grandchildren out of it, just but God, I don't want her to have to do that.
Yeah, I will not be there for that.
I hope you're not.
I will not.
I would say you'd be passed out on the floor, but
I'm just saying, like, if something happened to you, like, my mom's going to have to go. I just don't know if I could do it.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Like, if a girl's mom has passed away or something, would the dad go? Would the girl want the dad in there?
I mean, I guess it just depends on how close you are. Yeah. But, I mean, probably still not.
No, and maybe like the guy's mom, you know,
or something. The guy's mom or the girl's mom.
I'm saying if her mom has passed away or something, like, would she want her dad to be there? Is basically what I'm asking.
No, you got sisters, you've got aunts, you've got best friends. That's fair.
Yeah,
I thought you were asking as in if, I don't know. It didn't, didn't make sense in my head. Okay,
One crumbled down real quick. Yeah. You know what my answer to that is?
What
I'm looking forward to most getting old?
Yeah.
There's 3 things. Coffee, sleep, and retirement, and cutting grass. Well, and when I say coffee, I mean like waking up in the morning, sitting on my porch and drinking coffee.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a porch.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Well, right now it's like make coffee, run, get your clothes on, go to work, da, 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 raise a kid, raise a family, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But like to think that there is a time maybe that will come if we're not in heaven with Jesus by then, that you could just wake up and not really have anything to do for the day, every day.
Yeah. You know? I think about like
that's your wild. Dad. I know. I'm so jealous.
What, 50 something years at Bowater?
Wow, you really gave him a lot of credit, bro. Bro, he's only 60 something.
But he just turned 66.
You said 50 something years he worked there? No, bro. He worked there 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
I guess in my head
his dad worked there 38 years, I think.
I don't know why I said 50 because I was thinking he started at 18, but in my mind that was 16. That wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
But he's basically been there since he was an
40
adult.
Years, yeah. That's crazy.
But now it's like he just wakes up and he writes a to-do list that every is so day. Crazy. Or he writes it every night.
That's crazy. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be so awesome. I'm going to have so much fun being lazy, dude. You can go shopping with your old lady friends. I'm chilling, dude. Look out recliner sales. Here I come.
Hey, lazy boy.
Boy, that's going to be me. About to get your I'm going to be a lazy boy. Believe that. That's funny.
Okay, I have a question for you.
All right, hit me with it.
What makes you nervous?
You.
Me?
No. What makes me nervous? A lot of things make me nervous. Nervous. I'll tell you what makes me nervous. Speaking in small groups, like Sunday school class or something like that. Like just not speaking as in like being up in front of them.
Yeah, just talking. Dialogue.
I can speak to myself and 10,000 people the same.
Really?
Yeah. Because in college, I mean, I was on stage, you know, leading worship and praying and talking with like probably roughly 2,000 to 2,500 college students twice a week at least.
Yeah.
And no, zero problem with that. But if it's just a little small group of people, like 15, 20 people, but if it's just me or if it's 1,000, I'm good. But being in a room like a Sunday school class or something, and then like the teacher saying, "Does anybody else have any thoughts on that?" And I know that I do.
You're like, I know but I do. Your brain, but
my
is
brain
like, nope.
Says, "You freaking keep your mouth shut right now." That's what my brain
we'll
says.
We'll just tell Vince to call you by name.
Even then, I'm just going to say, I feel like another thing is that this podcast has given me an opportunity to share some of those inner inklings of mine that I can't. It's given me an opportunity to speak this stuff out loud.
Yeah.
That I hold in.
Yeah.
Which is very healthy to do. I hope everyone has a way or a person they can do that to.
Yeah.
You're my person.
Yeah, you're
as they would
too.
Say on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
The Bachelor ended, by the way.
Yeah, it did.
Man, what an ending. Yeah. He ended with Kelsey A.
Which was a good choice.
It was a good choice. I hope that
But I was rooting for Daisy. I knew it wasn't going to be her, but still rooting for her.
Yeah, I started to not care for Daisy in the end. She's very ditzy.
He's losing his mind, but I thought I heard Joe.
Yeah, I thought I did too.
We should let him in.
Yeah, we will in just a second. We can wrap up in a minute. Wrap up now.
What time are we at?
Okay, sorry. We had a technical difficulty. But yeah, The Bachelor ended, and that was good. And now I have to wait until what comes out next? Is it The Bachelorette or The Golden Bachelorette or what?
I think they're working on both of them.
So. Yeah, well, that'll be good. Hopefully
they'll start in July or something.
July, like that. Maybe. That'll be cool. I'm excited about that.
I love that you love that so much.
I do. I
That's
love it.
So
I love
funny.
It. Now, I told some people at work that, and they were like, "Whoa."
Like, wow, your wife really
Ooh,
got you.
You are domesticated, my friend. So I have something that I want to do, and I want to start doing on the podcast. And I have not talked to Haley about this.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I want to, every episode, share something interesting that you find throughout the week in the Bible. So I'll start this week, and then next week is your turn. Okay. It can be something funny. It can be something that moved you. It can be something that you loved, something weird, a story, a person, anything.
Okay.
So I'm going to start this week with something funny that I found in the Bible. And I do, but this is really bad, but sometimes I find myself the most intensely hooked into reading my Bible while the preacher is preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be in a completely different book.
I know, and it drives me insane. She
loses it, but I'm still listening to him.
No, you're not. Since you're going to edit this.
Okay, here we go. Oh, God. Here we go. Excuse me. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and I have found it. I don't know why I didn't have it found before, but we are here. We are in Malachi, the book of Malachi in the Old Testament, chapter 2. This is a message to the priests.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Jehovah God with his almighty sense of humor.
Okay. Give it to me.
He says to these priests, I mean, this isn't Jesus, this isn't God saying this. This is, I assume, Malachi. I don't really know the context. So if there's a preacher out there and I'm committing heresy right now, just let me know. It says, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart." Here we go. This is the funny part. God didn't have to say this, but he said it, and I love it. He said, "Behold, I will corrupt your seed, and I will spread dung upon your faces."
I should have known.
Hey.
I should have known.
Hey. I will corrupt your lineage.
Yeah.
And I will spread poop on your face. Can you imagine the God of the universe saying that to you?
No.
Of all the things. I mean, he could blink and disintegrate you into a pink mist.
Yeah. Turn
you into salt. Like, just epic ways to harm you and defame you. And he says, "I will spread poop on your face." I don't know the context of it, but I'm going to read into it this week. But I just wanted to share that in Malachi chapter 2, that he told the priests that he would corrupt their seed, which is, I guess that's understandable, and that he would spread dung upon their faces. And even, he says, "dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it." And that's that. Even the poop of the good meals that you eat, I will spread it on your face.
Mm.
And that's what I'm talking about.
All right.
That's my God.
I don't know how I'm going to follow up with that.
That's my God. But yours doesn't have to be funny. I just thought that was really funny that he said that.
Yeah.
How
did you find that? When did that come about?
It was either Friday or Saturday night. And then it just recalled it to my mind when I was walking back here to the podcast room, and I seen my Bible on the counter when I was bringing my water bottle in here. So that's what it did.
Okay.
Just a quick update on social media stuff for the podcast. We are now at 240 followers on the TikTok account. So thank you guys all who are following the TikTok account. If you have TikTok, hop on there and follow it. We're posting some videos and encouraging stuff pretty well every day or every other day. And then the Facebook page, we've been posting through Instagram to that quite a bit. And we've seen some followers. I think we've got like 100-something followers on Facebook. I don't know. But really appreciate you guys. And if y'all have any questions or suggestions or anything topics that you want us to talk about, either message Haley or message me, or you can message the podcast page. You can message us on TikTok. You can message us on Instagram. You can send us an email at totallyworthitpod@gmail.com. And we will be super glad to do that and talk about that or answer your question if we can find the answer. So, my phone is playing something right now. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Shout out to Ryan Stanley for hitting me up this past week about the podcast. Thank you guys also for every person who listened to last week and sent me
encouraging
words about the quitting smoking thing. And I appreciate our church, our church family, our pastors. I appreciate you.
Thanks,
dear.
I appreciate you.
You're a
too.
Wonderful mother and an even better wife, and I love you.
Thanks. I love you too.
And with that being said, do you have anything else?
Nope. Let's go to bed.
Let's go to bed, she says. We'll see you guys in episode number 14 next week.